Livewire with Jason Moyle.
Hello, I'm Jason, and joining us today on Livewire, I'm very pleased to say that we have got singer-songwriter and former lead singer of the band Clout, Cindy Alter. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, everybody. So happy to be here.
Yeah, and so you started from a very young age. You were writing songs when you were 10.
Yes, I'd started writing. I don't know what I was writing. It was probably the biggest load of rubbish. But I did have a penchant to write. And by the time I was 15, I wrote my first real song, you know. And then from then on, it just sort of unfolded. I'd always been writing poetry. So I think that the songwriter is essentially a poet. So I think that's where it started, writing poetry in these little home exercise books, like from school. I used to just write things down and write what I saw and write what I thought about. And I suppose that was my therapy in those days.
Yeah, and so they automatically turned into lyrics for songs.
What
type of songs were you thinking of? Were they like folk songs, or were you thinking more pop songs? Or
at the beginning, I was writing a mixture of, I think, pop and folk.
Yes.
Pop and folk, yes. Pop, yes. And rock. So folk rock.
Okay.
I think that's what it was, folk rock. So it was always a bit of an edge to it. It was never totally, you know, depressing songs about how somebody left me and I hated them forever. So I was always writing about other people's lives and what was going on, you know.
And did you know that when you were writing songs that this was going to be your career? Did you think, actually, I'm going to be a singer-songwriter, I'm going to be performing these songs?
I always dreamed of performing them. So that was like the wish. And then the wish came true. So it wasn't like I thought about it physically, you know, oh, well, I'm going to write these songs to become this and that.
Yeah.
It just evolved, you know.
Okay, so how did it evolve? How did it happen for you then?
Well, I would sort of write a song and then I would start playing it. So I would, in the early days, I was just playing in little coffee bars and restaurants and hotel lobbies and hotel lounges. I was like 15 and 16 years old. And then I joined a band, but they didn't play any of my songs. They were playing heavy metal songs. So we were doing Deep Purple and
okay.
Uriah Heep and all that kind of stuff. So that's where I got my rock edge from. I always loved that kind of sound. I liked, but I loved a good pop song. I still love a good pop song with good lyrics and a good hook.
Yeah.
So I think that's how it developed, that I just kept going at it, and eventually it became me.
And you went touring around South Africa with some named artists before you auditioned for Clout. So how did that come about before you joined Clout?
Well, somebody told me that this guy was looking for a secretary for his record company. So I just left school and I knew I didn't want to go to university. There was nothing I wanted to study. I just wanted to do music. And so I thought this would be a great opportunity to work in a record company. And I did. I started working there, and the guy who owned it, Johnny, he heard my voice and he said, oh, you've got a great voice. Let's record you. And they recorded me. And then he said, hey, these friends of mine are going on tour and he's a well-known artist. Do you want to open up for him? I'm like, of course I do. And I suppose I just flying by the seat of my pants in those days. There wasn't a lot of thought behind any of it. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to join bands and tour and do this and do that. I think everything was just happening organically for me.
And then you auditioned for Clout. So how did that
That's
come about?
That's right. So somebody called me, one of my friends in the music business. He said, hey, there are these girls that are auditioning for a all-girl band. Do you want to audition? I said, okay. So I called them. No, they actually called me and they said, hey, do you want to come for an audition? And I did. And that was that.
That's amazing. And so when did you find out that you actually were successful then?
Clout was sort of formed in 1977. We were starting to work together and play together. And we got a manager in 1978.
Okay.
It was one of the girls in our band that had this guy as a manager before. He said, oh, he might want to manage us. I said, okay, we all said fine. And off we went, and he was managing us. And he said, I think we should record something. And Substitute was the song. And the flip side was a song by an English writer, a girl called Caroline Martin. And the song was called When Will You Be Mine? And Substitute, as you know, took a life of its own and suddenly just became everything.
Yeah, and I found out recently that it was a Righteous Brothers song to start with.
Indeed, it was on their album. It was written by Willie Wilson, who was writing songs for them at the time. And it was on their album. It never was a hit single or anything. Yeah. But when we did it, we changed it, obviously, and it became a hit.
And what a hit it was. You sold millions of copies worldwide. Indeed. And were number two in the UK. The fame must have like suddenly hit you. So how did you... What that must be like a whirlwind.
It was a whirlwind, and it was an overnight success kind of thing. There we were, we recorded the song, suddenly went to all the big charts in South Africa. It went to number one on all the charts. And then these guys in Europe and in the UK bought the rights to the song, you know, did a deal with our manager and his record company. And suddenly we were number one all over the world. And in the UK, yes, a number two. Actually, in Music Maker magazine, I think it was number one. We were number one in that. But on Top of the Pops, we stopped at number two.
Yeah. And, of course, you carried on for several years up to 1981. And you were touring with big bands such as The Police, Supertramp and Blondie.
Well, we used to do these TV tours, okay? In those days, if your song was in the top 10, you had to do these TV shows, and they were the big TV shows in Germany and Holland and France and all the European countries and the UK, of course, Top of the Pops. So we would go and do these TV shows, and there would be a few stages, like three stages, because as one finished, because it was live, filmed live. So as one artist finished their song, they would just turn the cameras to the other artist. So those were all the people that we worked with, like Thin Lizzy and Supertramp and Dire Straits and Kiss and Van Halen. All the bands that were hits at that time were all there with us on those stages. So we were physically working with them, you know, on these TV shows.
And so you carried on, and the band split up in 1981. But before you split up, you released your last major single, which was Portable Radio, which is a Hall & Oates song.
Yes, that's right. So what was happening was a lot of the publishers who'd just gotten new songs from other artists, our manager would, you know, find out who was the latest song. So, for example, Eric Clapton had recorded Let It Grow, and it sort of didn't take off, so they gave it to us. We took it on, and it did okay for us. And then was written by Russ Ballard. It was called Since You've Been Gone, and we recorded it, and it did quite well. So we would be getting a lot of songs. The song Save Me, which was our second single after Substitute, did very well for us, and it was a song that had been recorded previously by Clodagh Rodgers, who was also an English girl.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously you're back with a brand new song now, or a re-release song, which is Love Hurts, which was, of course, made famous by Nazareth, originally done by Everly Brothers.
Yeah, funnily enough, all those times back, and Nazareth, yes. The song was written by two Nashville writers, and a few years ago, in 2016, I came to Nashville, still planning my move, you know, to actually move here, and I worked with Freddie Cannon. Freddie Cannon's record company had actually signed Clout in the UK, and that was his first number one. He was with Career Records, and Career Records had signed Clout. So Freddie and I had sort of reunioned ourselves. We'd met again after all those years. And he said to me, I'd love to do a couple of songs with you. So we recorded an EP with 6 songs. And he said, well, we had 5 songs. He said, would you like to record a cover song? I said, why not? And he played me the song. And I said, well, I love the song and I'd love to do it. And he said to me, well, the owners, the people that wrote the song live here in Nashville. They've both passed away, but their son runs their company. Okay. So we went over to his house and he said, oh, we'd love you to record the song. And we recorded the song. And then a few years later, Freddie, you know, had released it on radio again, and everybody said, wow, this is such a great version, and off it goes. So we'll see what happens. It's number 6 on the Heritage charts right now. We'll see if I get higher. I hope so. Yeah. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, and the one thing I've noticed about it in particular, your version, is it's very much guitar and vocal. It's very stripped back, isn't it, from other people.
I love that kind of thing, you know. I mean, I love Nazareth's version. It was just brilliant, and it was a huge hit. I just loved doing it just like that. It was me with my 12-string, and we just added a few little things here and there. And it was very heartfelt, I must say. The song meant a lot at the time, and it felt right.
Brilliant. Obviously, this is not the end. You want to carry on releasing records, I assume? And
absolutely.
And will you be releasing some of your own material as well?
Yes, I hope that the next song will be one of my songs. I've been writing and obviously releasing a lot of my stuff, and my stuff is all available out there on albums that I've done in the past. So anything you want to see on Cindy Alter is on YouTube, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, wherever you are able to download anything, there it is.
So how many albums have you done? Because obviously you left Clout in 81, and of course you've
been... I left Clout in 81, and then I joined put together a band called the Cindy Alter Band, and the Cindy Alter Band morphed into a band called Zia. Zia was one of the first multiracial bands in South Africa. And we released 4 albums. Then I went to live in America and I recorded 2 solo albums. Then I came back to South Africa, recorded a reunion album with Clout. Then I recorded my own album. And now I've just released something called the Essential Collection, which has got, I think, sort of the best of all my stuff and some unreleased stuff as well. And it's available online, of course.
Okay. And you mentioned YouTube, so people can see you on YouTube. But obviously, have you got any social media and websites as well, Cindy?
Absolutely. So I'm on Facebook and Cindy Alter Music. I'm also on Instagram, Cindy_Alter. And people can find me all over the place. Just Google me, darling.
Okay. And will we see you out on tour around the world?
Absolutely. So I'm already planning a Germany tour in 2023. Sort of towards mid-year, I think would be good, just after summer, you know, like September or so. But if things start happening with the song, I mean, if it does go to #1 and there's some interest, I'd love to come over to the UK and do some tours. Yes. I have a great repertoire of songs. I think it would be a really awesome tour, and especially for me personally, the fact that everything has come around again is very special for me.
And obviously you're continuing writing songs and continuing to release them as well. So
absolutely.
I know it's not your song, but you've definitely put your own spin on it. Would you like to introduce your new single?
I would love to introduce my new single. This is Cindy Alter. And my new single is called Love Hurts.
Thank you so much, Cindy. It's been great talking to you.
What a pleasure, Jason. Thank you so much.
Love hurts. Love scars. Love wounds and marks. Any heart not tough or strong enough to take a lot of pain, take a lot of pain. Love is love. like a cloud, it holds a lot of rain. Love hurts.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.